The maximum azimuthal shear found in a TS-TVS is perhaps the most consistent method for evaluating its strength. However, a forecaster needs a method that can be done fairly quickly using base data. The fastest method is simply to take the radial velocity difference from where the maximum radial velocity is located, as long as it represents the vortex core perimeter.
Therefore, the velocity difference, or delta V, is shown to be as equal to the difference between the maximum and minimum radial velocity, where VR max and VR min are defined in the images. Notice that we don't use inbound versus outbound velocities because the radial velocity minimum may still be the same sign as the radial velocity maximum. Because the distance between the radial velocity max and min increases as the distance to the radar increases, delta V is not really equivalent to shear. However, to simplify the process, we still use delta V and account for how the decreasing resolution can affect the relationship between delta V and the shear, and there'll be more on this later.